beginning of Parshas Chayisara is the famous exchange between Avram and Bnei Chet. Sarah passes away, and Avram wants a burial plot. Vayakam Avram miyal pnei meitav, vayidaber Bnei Chet leimor, gevet toshav anochi imachem, tenu li achuzat kever imachem vekbera miti milfanai. I need a place to bury Sarah. And the people of Bnei Chet answer very magnanimously. Shema'inu Adoni, Nesi Elokim Ata B'tochenu, B'mevcha Kvarinu Kvarit Meitecha. Choose the best of our burial plots, wherever you like. The best of the best, choose from our best Kvarim, and it's all yours for Sarah. And Avram tells them, no, you see, you don't understand. I really appreciate your offer. But you see, I want my own burial plot. I don't want to bury Sarah amongst your kvarim. I want my own burial plot. What will serve eventually me and my family. And I was thinking of a question that seems like such a silly question. Why is it that we need our own burial plots? I understand that when we're alive, we need to live in our neighborhoods because we have our Jewish institutions and our kosher eateries. We need to walk to shul. We don't want to necessarily be influenced by some of the outside negative influences. But once we're dead, really, what difference does it make? And the answer, of course, is like, what are you talking about? Of course, Jews need to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. We're not going to be buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. And of course, you're right. But why? Why is it so important? So I think there's more than one answer. But I want to suggest what I was thinking about yesterday. And that is that as Jews, we not only live a different lifestyle, we not only have our own sets of rules and regulations, but we also have a different destiny. Our destiny, not only in this world, but in the world to come, is different that of the non-Jewish world. And our own cemetery symbolizes the fact that we have our own destiny. Rav Soloveitchik once commented on the pasuk Ger v'toshav anochi imachem that Avram Avinu says to Bnei Chet, I am a stranger and an inhabitant with you, which seems to be contradictory. Is he a ger or is he a toshav? Rav said, putting the words in Avram's mouth, I am one of you. I engage in business as you do. I speak your language. I take full part in your social economic institutions. But at the same time, I am a stranger. And in some aspects, a foreigner. I belong to a particular world. One that is completely foreign to you. It is a world in which I am at one with the Creator. It is a world populated by characters unknown to you. With a tradition that you do not understand. With spiritual values that seem impractical in your eyes. It is a world of Torah, of loving kindness, of sanctity and purity. You live differently. You pray differently. Your conception of charity is different from ours. Your days of rest are different from ours, and so on. In these matters, I am a stranger in your world, and you are strangers in mine. A Jew dies and is buried differently. A Jew requires a cemetery of his own. a Jewish grave. And I would add a Jewish destiny. And because of that, Avraham Avinu says, I can't bury Sarah amongst your dead. I need something that's particularly very Jewish. For me, for my wife, for my children and their descendants. You probably all have heard of the famous Rothschild family. A very wealthy Jewish family. And there was one particular member of the Rothschild family, Baron Edmund James de Rothschild. He was born in 1845, died in 1934, and he was a tremendous supporter of Jews living in Eretz Israel. He contributed a tremendous amount to help resettle Jews here in Eretz Israel. He died in France in 1934 and he was buried there. 20 years later, his family decided to reinter his body and that of his wife to be buried in Eretz Yisrael in Zichron Yaakov. At that time, the president of France was the famous Charles de Gaulle. And when the president heard, when Charles de Gaulle heard that they were going to bury, rebury Baron Rothschild and his wife in Eretz Yisrael, he was very upset. And he spoke to Baron Rothschild's son. And he said to him, I always thought that Monsieur de Rothschild, your father, was a good Frenchman. But do you know what a good Frenchman is? I'll tell you what a good Frenchman is, because now I realize that I was mistaken. Who is a good Frenchman? One who is reared in France, educated in a French school, whose native tongue is French, who is ready to take up arms to defend France, and who is buried in French soil. You see that your father was not such a good Frenchman. De Gaulle was right. Because Baron Rothschild, before he was a Frenchman, was a Jew. And a Jew wants to be buried in Jewish soil. Not necessarily in French soil. I assume most, if not all of you, at least most of you have heard of Ami magazine. There was an article in the latest issue of Ami. Mordechai Kamenetsky told the following story. Somebody, acquaintance of his, told him, he went to a baseball game recently. And he was sitting in the bleachers. The bleachers are the cheap seats, the less expensive seats. And it doesn't always attract the finest of characters who go to the bleachers. But this person was sitting there wearing his yarmulke, obviously Jewish, and he was sitting next to a bunch of rednecks. So he described them. Rednecks is not exactly the most complimentary term used to describe some people, but often is referred to whites who are somewhat on the less educated side, often very bigoted. Anyway, he's sitting next to these rednecks. And at the beginning, the home team, doesn't say which team it was, but the home team was winning. And he, together with the other guys, were cheering for their home team. And it didn't seem to bother his seatmates over there. Okay, they're all on the same side. But this is what happens in ball games. The tide turned. In the later innings, the other team went ahead. And the home team lost. And the game was over. These people got up to leave. And the Jewish fellow turns to these other guys, or to one of the other guys, and says to him, "Take care, buddy." And the guy looks at him with a scowl, the real angry face. And he says to him, "The game is over. My team lost. And you're not my buddy. You're a Jew." And that's the story that he told. I don't know who that person was, that redneck. I'm not sure if he was just an uncouth anti-Semite. Or maybe he was Eliyahu HaNavi, who comes to remind us that we can share interests, we can work together on certain causes. We can be cordial, we can be friendly, but we're never, ever going to be buddies. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol, Beino L'Choshech, and Bein Yisrael L'Amin.